$100 million invested to build 2 5-star hotels in Trelawney. And in our No Jamaica feature, we travel to Caledonia in Manchester. This is Tourism Roundup. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for joining us. Let's get together now.
Let brotherhood... At Mocha, we got an intelligence report on a dangerous suspect we were trying to apprehend for some time. We had reason to believe he was planning to leave the island. So we immediately sent an alert and current profile of the suspect to immigration.
And as fate would have it, I was the one on duty when he was trying to leave. We were able to work with Mocha to successfully apprehend the suspect. I am Alicia Fullwood of Pika.
I am Kevin Watson from Mocha. And together we are working
to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
Another $200 million will be pumped into the tourism sector by international investors for the construction of 2 5-star hotels. The new Trelawney-based hotels will provide 800 additional rooms and 1,000 permanent jobs. The investors are Ocean by H10 Hotels, a Spanish and Canadian joint venture group. Design work for the properties has started, and construction is slated to begin next year, with the openings set for late 2018. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the investments will deliver more than 10,000 spin-off jobs over the next 2 years.
We're seeing a boom in the tourism sector now, unprecedented. So we are going to get new properties. They're going to create linkages. We're going to look at all the other things that go along with the equation, ensuring that the linkages are in place so that Jamaican and Jamaican companies can benefit from the investments that are taking place.
In October, international hotel chain Charisma Hotels and Resorts announced an investment of over $900 million to add some 4,000 more hotel rooms over the next decade. By December 2015, some 2,694 new rooms will come on stream as a result of upgrading and expansion of existing properties, as well as construction of new hotels from an investment of $500 million. Dr. McNeil says with the jobs flowing, his ministry is working with agencies such as the National Housing Trust and the Housing Agency of Jamaica to ensure that proper accommodations are in place for workers. Investor with Ocean by H10 Hotels, Carlos Malone, is lauding the government for the measures being undertaken, which have made the country attractive for business.
H10 believes that the Jamaican government has done a great job with the reforms towards bringing foreign investment, and that's why H10 has decided to heavily invest in Jamaica.
And the chairman of the Jamaica Tourist Board, Dennis Morrison, says the agency will ensure that sub-sectors such as manufacturing and agriculture can seize opportunities from the investments. And now for our No Jamaica feature. Caledonia in Mandeville, Manchester, was a large tract of land owned in the 19th century by Robert Crawford of Scotland. 60 acres of this land became the town of Mandeville. There is a Caledonia Avenue in Kingston.
This is the JUTC, I talk of the things.
So listen and learn.
Hear me now. We are the only legit stage carriage provider in the KMTR.
Learn that.
JUTC, the real deal when you travel by bus in the KMTR. Yellow is the color code, red plate too. No take no chance with the robot man and his order man. Travel on the JUTC buses only in the KMTR. Learn that. JUTC.
Right. JUTC, your route to excellence. Get together now.
Let brotherhood unite. And that's where we leave you on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.